The Syrian city of Homs has suffered some of the most sustained and deadly fighting in that country's long and drawn-out civil war. It is now returning to a more normal condition after the withdrawal of foreign-backed militants from that city, thanks to a deal brokered between the Syrian government and those militants. This deal, reached on the 4th of May 2014, ensured the safe exit of militants from Homs. It also required the militants to allow aid into the northwestern towns of Kafr Nabil and Al-Zahra. In addition, dozens of military and civilian hostages have been released. Even though the Syrian army has won battles in areas near the Lebanese border, and though the fighting continues, the Homs deal was a promising and peaceful development. So who was behind this peace settlement in Homs? What was the West's contribution to this deal? And did those countries responsible for making these negotiations successful get the credit they so clearly deserved? These were the simple questions we sought to answer. We began by asking the people of London what they knew about Syria's three-year civil war. What's your impression of what's been happening in Syria over the last few years?
Not very good. I think it's very unfair what's happening there, and yeah, it should change. It's time for a change.
Well, obviously, it's a terrible situation. Very difficult in terms of what we should do about it as a Western country. What is our moral obligation to help them?
There's been loads on the news about staying away from it, and it's just not a nice place to be. War, bombings, death.
What's your impression of what's been happening in Syria over the last few years?
I'm rather surprised that it's been allowed to continue the way it has without more support and more involvement from other countries.
Some of the pictures that we're seeing, just shocked, and you know, I can't believe it's happening, really.
Just know there's a political conflict between the two sides, the government and the rebels, but apart from that, I don't really know what's going on.
So, quite a lot of knowledge amongst the public about the civil war in Syria. We turned to our experts to find out what's actually been going on and the current situation.
Look at what's happened over the last 3 years with sadness and utter annoyance to all of the people who've been involved in this conflict. But I also look at what has regional and external Western powers have done to such a beautiful country that has heritage and it is the cradle of civilization. They've destroyed it. They've allowed the destruction of this country, this peaceful country. And the extreme element has appeared in the region with a hope, with I would say maybe repercussions, not just on the country itself, but on the region and the world. So extreme caution to the powers who've been involved in backing this conflict from outside. It is a war, and it's a proxy war.
My impression about what's been happening in Syria in the last 3 years is that if we look historically, we can find many different cases of a similar model as what has happened to Syria, whereby Western powers, as in the Syria case, are using and abusing opposition within these countries to goad them, to finance them, to facilitate them, to train them into starting a successive chain of events which leads to a crisis in that given country, which usually involves violence and what some people call even civil war, as can be applied to the case of Syria. And then to use that situation to either totally destabilize, knock out, and destroy that country, or to overthrow that government and that administration and to implement a new administration that's more conducive to the interests of London, Paris, and Washington, and the state of Israel.
So, foreign-backed militants have now withdrawn from the city of Homs, leaving it once again in the control of government forces. We wondered if the public knew why this had occurred. Here's what they said. Recently, foreign-backed militants were caused to withdraw from the city of Homs, and that's now controlled by the Syrian government again. Would you be willing to venture to guess why the militants withdrew from that city?
I can only assume, and I don't know, but I can only assume that they haven't been getting the support that they hoped from the Western world in terms of arms and finance and etc.
Did they come to a peaceful agreement, or did they... Maybe they came to a peaceful agreement, but I doubt it.
Foreign-backed militants recently withdrew en masse from the city of Homs, which has been at the centre of the fighting. Why do you think that's happened? Why do you think government forces are now in control there?
To be quite honest, I didn't realise they had withdrawn, because I haven't been following the story that much of late.
No idea. Probably just because of getting beaten up, and they really didn't get a look in, did they?
So relatively little understanding amongst the public about what's been going on in Homs and why the militants have withdrawn. We asked our experts to explain the mechanisms behind that withdrawal.
I must congratulate the good work of the local reconciliation groups who've worked hard to facilitate this peaceful movement and of rebels from the old city of Homs, and the allowance of people to return back to their homes in Homs and to go for the old city of Homs to go under the control of the government and the people, the rightful people who should have never been displaced from that city. Local reconciliation groups have done tremendously well, as well as some of the external groups, like I understand there was elements of Russian and United Nations and the Iranian involvement in this reconciliations and facilitating this regain of the city of Homs to the rightful owners of it, which is the people of Homs.
The reason why over 1,000 so-called rebels, which I call members of death squads in Syria, left Homs is because basically, and the bottom line is that the death squads, backed by the West and their regional allies in Turkey and the Gulf, have failed in their attempts at overthrowing the Syrian government. And why is that? It's a simple case that the Syrian people have backed the Syrian army and their allied forces fighting against the death squads. And so Homs, like Aleppo and like several other places in Syria, has seen really a very brutal conflict and fight between the death squads on the one hand and the Syrian Arab army and their allied forces on the other hand. And so it just shows that really that the Syrian Arab army, which by the way is also majority Sunni, so I don't really go into this sectarianization of the conflict in Syria, which often happens on pro-Western TV channels. So really it shows that the Syrian people have been split, there's no doubt about that, but it also shows that the situation in Syria is that there's too many Syrian people who want to back up that which they had pre-2011 than those Syrian people allied to other forces who want to overthrow that and end up with a Libya, Somalia, Afghanistan type situation, which I don't think is to the benefit of any people in Syria, whichever side of the conflict you look at.
So, it's the United Nations, Russia and Iran who are responsible for the peaceful withdrawal of the foreign-backed militants from the city of Homs. Clearly, the public didn't know this, and we wondered if they felt that this was as a result of either government bias or media bias in the West. Here's what they said. The United Nations and two other countries secured the evacuation, and those two other countries were Russia and Iran. But nobody in the West seems to have been told this. Why do you think the West hasn't told its citizens that Russia and Iran have made a clear contribution to a peace process in that civil war? Do you think there's bias?
It seems like, yeah, because it seems like the TV or in the news here, they always have an interest behind showing or not showing something. So yeah, if they haven't shown us, it's because they probably have some interest, and perhaps it's, you know, with the stuff that is happening in Russia, maybe it's for us not to have a better opinion about Russia if they are doing something peaceful in Syria.
I mean, you sort of fear the worst of it, don't you? If they're not maybe being open and frank about what's happening, that worries me a bit in itself, that they're not, as you say, explaining the rationale for it. So. yeah, concerned, I suppose.
I don't think we appreciate the Russian situation as much as we would like to. I mean, Syria's next door to Russia. It's a very close neighbour. How would America react if the situation there's a similar situation in Mexico?
There's always negative stereotypes associated with Iran as well. So I don't think people will be likely to believe the stories if they portray Iran in like a positive light.
So why do the people in London not know that Russia and Iran have been so very influential in brokering this peace agreement in Homs? We asked our experts, and here's what they said.
You would not hear in Western media any positive reports about countries such as Russia and Iran. It's the reason for it. It's not in their interests to highlight the positive and constructive roles such countries are playing in resolving the conflict in Syria. On the other hand, they try and undermine the role of Russia and Iran and China. The reason for it is they have an agenda, and they pretend some of the within their policy pretend to be reconciliators, mediators, and on the other hand, they are taking sides. They're taking the sides of the rebels, and they will do everything to promote the side they're backing and to undermine the side which they are not backing. So the Syrian government.